Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. June is African American Music Appreciation Month, so all this month on the program, I'm going to celebrate some notable black artists from the mid-20th century who all blurred the lines between jazz and other genres. This week, I'll look at singer Harry Belafonte, who passed away in April at age 96. A film idol, a celebrated stage performer, and a best-selling recording artist, Harry Belafonte became a star in the 1950s, and then used his stardom to fight for equality in the 1960s. Coming up, I'll explore aspects of Belafonte's recording career, which included folk songs, work songs, calypsos, and the American Songbook. It's the musical world of Harry Belafonte. Coming up next on Afterglow.
There's no one in the place but you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Tell a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. So make it one for my baby, yes, and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply got to listen to me till it's all talked away. That's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer, I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch I found must be drowned, or it soon will explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for for the road, yeah, that long, long road.
Harry Belafonte performing a jazz standard, which was somewhat rare for him. That was Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road. That comes from his 1958 album for RCA Records called Belafonte Sings the Blues. Around this same time, Belafonte was busy performing in Las Vegas, sharing the strip with other performers like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the legendary Harry Belafonte and his work blurring genres and fighting for change in the 1950s and 60s. Belafonte died in April of this year at age 96.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Harry Belafonte is known today mostly for popularizing calypso music in the mid-1950s, channeling his Jamaican roots. But his musical roots go much deeper than calypso. He was an active performer of folk songs and work songs, championed the American Songbook of Broadway and film, and even dabbled in jazz. All the while, he infused his artistry with a political message, something that very few artists were able to do so effectively. Even on a song like this, his iconic 1956 hit Deo, the Banana Boat Song, it's a traditional work song, a song about struggle and the grueling labor of colonized black people in the Caribbean. Harry Belafonte was born in Harlem in 1927, the son of two mixed-race immigrants from the Caribbean. He grew up in poverty, spending part of his youth in Harlem and part of his youth in Jamaica. Music surrounded him, whether it was the jazz and Tin Pan Alley in New York or the mento and calypso music from Jamaica. He served briefly in the Navy during World War II, where he began to learn more about racial discrimination, both in his firsthand experiences and more broadly from some of the college-educated soldiers he met. After the war, he was back in New York and eager to help make a change. He decided that the best way to effect change was through the arts. He soon began to appear on stage in productions with the progressive American Negro Theater, befriending fellow actor Sidney Poitier, and later with the Dramatic Workshop. After one performance, he met Paul Robeson, who served as a model for Belafonte, an actor and singer who used his fame to fight for progressive social change. In a 1947 production of Mice and Men, Belafonte was asked to sing Depression-era folk songs during the set changes, and his career as a singer was born. That very same year, he wrote a song for a play, which he called Recognition, a bluesy cabaret number all about racial equality.
They took my chains, said they set me free. And good God, tell me, why did they lie to me? I want recognition as a man, that's all. I want recognition as a man. I want to put my shoulder to the wheel of freedom and to help it roll along.
Belafonte became attracted to black artistic innovation of all kinds, which led him to the growing bebop jazz movement in New York. He spent time at the Royal Roost, making friends with bebop musicians like Lester Young and Charlie Parker. By 1949, he started to perform sporadically at the venue himself, singing jazz standards like Pennies from Heaven and Skylark between sets. Max Roach even played drums on his first night as a nightclub performer. His week-long contract with The Roost was soon stretched to nearly 6 months, and soon people were coming just to hear him sing. Later that year, Royal Roost promoter Monty Kay helped Belafonte secure a record deal with Capitol, where he would record a few singles with arranger Pete Rugolo. His musical persona was still not yet fully formed, and on the songs, he sounds less like himself and more like jazz pop singer Billy Eckstein. Let's hear one of those early tracks now. This is Harry Belafonte with the Jerome Kern standard, They Didn't Believe Me, on Afterglow.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see.
Harry Belafonte with a Capitol recording from 1949, performing the jazz standard, They Didn't Believe Me. Although Harry Belafonte's first big musical break came from singing jazz at the Royal Roost nightclub, he never felt entirely comfortable in the genre. He couldn't improvise like the bebop performers he frequently performed with, and he quickly grew tired of singing Tin Pan Alley love songs, longing for something with more lyrical depth. He basically retired as a jazz pop singer in 1950 after a nightclub gig in Miami Beach. Despite the high pay, he was appalled at how black artists like himself were treated in the segregated South. He was forced to stay at a different motel, was subjected to a curfew, and was told he couldn't interact with his white female fans offstage. He moved to Greenwich Village, started working at a restaurant, and began to explore another genre whose social and political themes more closely aligned with his own values, folk music. In an interview, Belafonte said, quote, When I was a jazz singer, I found I had nothing to contribute to the field. In folk music, on the other hand, I can use my voice and my dramatic training." End quote. He was, at first, somewhat reluctant to sing folk music. Folk singers, much more popular than him at the time, had been targeted and blacklisted due to their often progressive politics and communist sympathies, but Belafonte for the time still remained under the radar. The folk songs he was most attracted to were ones that resonated with his own heritage, work songs from the African diaspora. He worked with his friend and musicologist Bill Attaway to create a set of folk songs, work songs, and calypsos to perform at the Village Vanguard in 1951. His performance there was an immediate sensation. Soon, he was making appearances on television, signing a recording contract with RCA, and being courted to appear in films, all while now attracting the scrutiny of anti-communist politicians. Let's hear a few of Belafonte's early folk song recordings now. This is Harry Belafonte from his first RCA album in 1953 with the traditional American work song ballad, John Henry, on Afterglow.
John Henry, he could hammer. He could whistle, he could sing. He went to the mountain early in the morning just to hear his hammer hurrying, Lord, Lord, hear his hammer hurrying. Just to hear his hammer hurrying, Lord, Lord, hear his hammer hurrying. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer, a little piece of steel, said, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me. Well, John Henry's family needed money, said he didn't have but a dime. If you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. Well, John Henry went to the captain.
What happened?
Said the captain, what can you do? I can hoist a jack, I can lay a track, I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill around. Gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whoop that steel on down, Lord, Lord, whoop that steel on down. But John Henry said to the captain, oh, a man ain't nothing but a man. Oh, I'd let your steam drill beat me down. I'll die with the hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, die with the hammer in my hand. Well, John Henry said to the captain, look yonder what I see. Hold on, choke, drill done broke. And you can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord, can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me, no, no, can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry drove into the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard, he broke his poor heart. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Laid down his hammer and he died, great God. Laid down his hammer and he died. Oh, they took John Henry to the White House and they buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come roaring by says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man. Hoo-wee, there lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man.
Hey, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela once again. Now, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. $500 friends are lost. Woman even sell me cat and horse. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, sing up the chorus. Matilda,
sing a little louder.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda,
sing up the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was to buy me house and land. Then she got a serious plan. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda, she found me money. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Let's again now,
Matilda,
boomba laka chimba,
Matilda,
in me little water,
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
We mean over 40.
Matilda, Matilda,
louder.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Everybody,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda,
in me little water.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, me friends, never to love again. All me money gone in vain. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
Matilda,
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Sing a little softer, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
sing the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Harry Belafonte in 1955 with one of his first hit songs, the traditional calypso song, Matilda. That comes from his self-titled RCA album, which also became the very first album to top the new Billboard Pop album chart in 1955. Before that, the traditional American folk song, John Henry. That comes from his 1954 debut album, Mark Twain and Other Folk Favorites. Harry Belafonte's nationwide fame began to grow exponentially in the mid-1950s. He made more frequent appearances in marquee nightclubs, including a stint in Las Vegas at the Riviera. He appeared in a Broadway revue, guest starred on television, and started to transition into film. He co-starred with Dorothy Dandridge in the film Bright Road and the film musical Carmen Jones, an all-black adaptation of the opera Carmen, where, strangely, Belafonte did not sing. His voice was dubbed by an opera singer. Moreover, his fame as a recording artist around this time grew, especially in the fairly new medium of the long-playing record. His 1956 album Calypso became, in particular, a sensation. It became the first LP to sell a million copies and stayed on top of the charts for over 30 weeks. It was an album of all Caribbean songs, adapted or written mostly by composer Lord Burgess. If you want to get specific, not all the songs were actual calypsos. Some were in the similar mento style instead. He followed up this album with similar LPs like Belafonte Sings of the Caribbean in 1957 and Jump Up Calypso in 1961, but he insisted that he would not be limited to just a calypso singer. On stage and on record, he also devoted himself to folk songs from around the world and continued to stay devoted to social causes as well. Let's hear a few more of these Caribbean songs now. First, this is the first song he recorded for the album Calypso. This is Harry Belafonte with the Mento ballad, Jamaica Farewell, on Afterglow.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Shuffle of a thousand feet, drums from morning till night. Come we go down, come we go down, come we go down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market. Get your tamarind and soursop, mangoes and cassava, breadfruit, okra, pigeon peas, curry goat and guava. Come we go down, come we go down, Come we go down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market. Do you know a brown-skinned maiden with sunshine in her eyes? Heard the swallow and the hummingbird sing happy as she goes by. Have you seen the ghost of Morgan, or heard a tale you hadn't uttered? Have you welcomed the coming dawn with the rum and coconut water? Come we go down, come we go down, come we go down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, come we go down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market. Down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market.
From the 1961 album Jump Up Calypso, that was Harry Belafonte with Kingston Market. Before that, from the best-selling 1956 album Calypso, Belafonte with Jamaica Farewell. Both of those songs were written and adapted by Lord Burgess. We'll explore other sides of Harry Belafonte's musical world still ahead in this remembrance. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been celebrating the work of Harry Belafonte this hour in remembrance of his recent passing at age 96 and in our celebration of African American Music Appreciation Month. In 1956, Harry Belafonte achieved worldwide fame with his million-selling record Calypso, which kicked off a Calypso craze. At first, Belafonte seemed to capitalize on it a bit. He released two more Caribbean-themed albums and co-starred in the Caribbean-themed film Island in the Sun, which featured him on screen in an interracial relationship with actress Joan Fontaine, a minor scandal in 1957. Belafonte was soon dubbed the King of Calypso, but it was a moniker he was eager to shed. He doubled down on diversifying the musical genres he recorded. In the 5 years after Calypso, he recorded a Christmas album, a blues album, and an album of spirituals. On stage, he remained devoted to folk music, using the traditional folk music of African Americans or other oppressed people worldwide to tell stories of struggle. He also remained closely aligned with political causes and started using his fame, influence, and money to support fights for equality, including the growing civil rights movement. Let's hear a few songs he recorded now from the American Songbook. This first one was written by a singer with whom he had a lot in common, Billie Holiday. Like Belafonte, Holiday often used her art for political change, like when she sang the anti-lynching anthem Strange Fruit in 1939. Here is a different song, but one that she wrote in 1942. This is Harry Belafonte in 1958 with his rendition of Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child on Afterglow.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose, so the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends, crowding round the door. When you're gone and the spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child who's got his own, got his own.
I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door, afraid somebody's a-gonna rob 'em while they are out making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song.
I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me.
I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea.
The folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day.
Seems with plenty you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away,
away.
I ain't fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, I am glad I'm alive.
I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me.
I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long.
Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song, got my song, got my song.
Harry Belafonte with two jazz standards and two different takes on having money. Just now we heard I Got Plenty of Nothing from his 1959 RCA album Porgy and Bess, featuring all the songs from the Gershwin folk opera as performed by him and his friend, fellow civil rights activist and singer Lena Horne. It's curious that he recorded this album at all because not long before this, Belafonte turned down the role of Porgy in the film adaptation of Porgy and Bess, thinking the characters and story were too demeaning to black people. That role eventually went to another one of his friends, Sidney Poitier. Before that, we heard Belafonte in 1958 with Billie Holiday's song God Bless the Child. That comes from his album of mostly standards called Belafonte Sings the Blues. As the 1960s began, Harry Belafonte's priorities began to change. He became dissatisfied with racial stereotyping in the film roles he was being offered, so he began to focus more on music and on his involvement in political causes. He became close friends with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and helped organize, publicize, or bankroll many civil rights demonstrations, including the March on Washington in 1963. In addition to civil rights, Belafonte also was a staunch supporter of labor rights, and this implicit support for labor rights can even be heard in his music. In 1960, he received a Grammy Award for his album Swing Dat Hammer, a collection of traditional chain gang work songs. And let's hear a track from that now. This is Harry Belafonte and the Belafonte Folk Singers with the traditional work song Rocks and Gravel on Afterglow.
Well, it's early in the morning, baby, when I rise. Well, it's early in the morning when I rise. Well, it's early in the morning when I rise. Well, I got aches and pains, Lordy mama, make a man wanna die. Well, it's hard, Lordy rolling. Well, it's hard, Lordy rolling. Well, it's hard, Lordy rolling. Come on, boys, well, it takes rocks and gravels to make a solid road. Well, it takes rocks and gravels to make a solid road. Well, it takes rocks and gravel to make a solid road. Well, but it ain't ever done, Lordy mama, there's a cat and God's gun. Well, it's hard, Lordy rolling. Well, it's hard, Lordy mama. Well, it's hard, Lordy rolling. Come on, boys, well, who's ever told it? He told a dirty lie. Well, I say, who's ever told it? He told a dirty lie. Well, I say, who's ever told it? He told a dirty lie. Well, I said, he heard that my woman done leave me.
Well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, I ain't been to Georgie, Georgie, but I've been told, oh, well, no, I ain't been to Georgie, Georgie, but I've been told, oh, well, no, I ain't been to Georgie, Georgie, but I've been told, Lordy, mama, they say them Georgie gals, Lordy, baby, I got the sweet jelly roll, oh, well, it takes rocks and gravel to make a solid roll, oh, well, it takes rocks and gravel to make a solid roll, oh, well, it takes rocks and gravel, well, to make a solid roll, oh, well, oh, it's hard, Lordy, rolling, oh, well, it's hard, Lordy, rolling, oh, well, come on, boys, well, oh, well, come on, boys, well, oh, well, it's early in the morning, baby, when I rise, well, oh, well, it's early in the morning, when I rise, well, oh, well, it's early in the morning, when I rise, well, oh, well, who's ever told Lady Tola, he told a dirty lie, well, I say, who's ever told Lady Tola, told daddy a lie, well, he said he heard that my woman done leave me. Well, oh, well, 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 it's hard, Lordy, mama. Well, it's hard, Lordy, rolling. Well, it's hard, Lordy, mama. Come on, boys, well, well, it's early in the morning. Baby, when I rise, well, well, it's early in the morning. When I rise, well, well, it's early in the morning. Well, I wake up in the morning, every ding dong ring. You go a marching to the table, you see the same old thing. Baby, all I wanna tell you, a knife, a fork, and a pan. And if you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Yes, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, then you better walk or ride. You better not stagger, and you better not fight. 'Cause Sheriff Benson will arrest you, he'll carry you on down. And if the jury finds you guilty, you're penitentiary bound. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Yonder comes Miss Rosie. How I wonder, did you know? How well I know her by apron and the dress she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes a walking to the captain, says, I'm losing my man.
So let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let that midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Mama, let that special shine its ever-loving light on me. Catch the midnight special shine its light on me.
Harry Belafonte with two traditional American folk songs. Just now we heard him in 1962 performing the train and prison-themed folk song Midnight Special from his album of the same name. A young Bob Dylan was actually featured there playing harmonica, one of Dylan's very first professional recordings. Before that, the traditional chain gang work song Rocks and Gravel from Belafonte's 1960 album Swing Dat Hammer. When Harry Belafonte's left-leaning politics became more conspicuous through the 1960s, his music often became more conservative. As the folk music movement moved into the hands of younger activists like Bob Dylan, Belafonte's version of folk music was often seen as more benign, especially on albums like In My Quiet Room from 1966 or Belafonte Sings of Love from 1968. However, his musical perspective did expand in this decade. He recorded more of what might be called world music, making several albums with South African singer and activist Miriam Makeba. Belafonte spent much of his later years continuing to fight for humanitarian causes, many of them in Africa. He, along with Makeba, opposed apartheid. He was active in the fight against HIV/AIDS and was one of the key figures involved in organizing USA for Africa and their mega-hit charity single We Are the World. One of his last big musical successes came in 1977, after he had signed with Columbia Records, and it showcased Belafonte's new focus on world music, especially the music of Africa. The album was called Turn the World Around. In fact, the album was released throughout the world, but not in the U.S. However, Belafonte did perform the title song, famously, on The Muppet Show, a performance that Jim Henson considered to be one of his favorites. When introducing the song on the show, Belafonte said the following about it, which in many ways can be considered a credo for his entire artistic life. He said, quote, "All of us are here for a very, very short time. And in that time that we're here, there really isn't any difference in any of us if we were to take time out to understand each other. And the question is, do I know who you are? Do you know who I am? Do we care about each other? Because if we do, together, we can turn the world around." Here is Harry Belafonte in 1977 with Turn the World Around on Afterglow.
We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the fire, living in the fire. Go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around.
come from the mountain of living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain and turn the world around. We come from the mountain of living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain and turn the world around. Oh, oh, so is life. Ha, ha, so is life. Oh, oh, so is life. Ha, ha, so is life.
Watch the mountain fire, make the sunlight turn the world around. Heart is of the river, body is the mountain. Spirit is the sunlight, turn the world around. We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit. Only can the spirit turn the world around. We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit. Only can the spirit turn the world around.
Harry Belafonte in 1977 with his original song, Turn the World Around. Belafonte passed away just this past April at age 96. Next week, we'll continue our celebration of African American Music Appreciation Month with music from the King and Queen of Soul, Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin. I hope you'll tune in. And thanks for tuning into this Harry Belafonte edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.